Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got my good friend and yours with me this afternoon, former U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin, James Santel. You can find his fine work as a broadcaster on a little show he calls Amicus, a law review, and it is anything but little. You want to get schooled on the inner workings of the federal judiciary, the law writ large. Jim's your guy.
It's a little wonky. It's a little wonky, Maggie,
wonky.
But we like wonky, right, on Civic Media?
That's what makes it good. I want to talk a bit about what has been going on with Ghislaine Maxwell. I will get, before the end of the show, to a federal judge in the Southern District of New York absolutely ripping the Trump administration related to their second request to a federal court to release grand jury transcripts related to Ghislaine Maxwell's conviction for sex trafficking. But Senator Sheldon Whitehouse yesterday sent a letter to the Federal Bureau of Prisons, which is a subdepartment of the Department of Justice. It asked for a specific set of information because it appears that after Todd Blanche, you know, Donald Trump's personal criminal defense lawyer, went and talked with her, she's now getting all sorts of favorable treatment that violates or arguably or potentially violates longstanding Department of Justice and Bureau of Prisons policies. She was transferred specifically from a low security facility in Florida to a minimum security facility in Bryan, Texas. Now, again, her sentence is 20 years for trafficking and sexual exploitation of minors. Bureau of Prisons policy states that if the criminal convictions involve sex offenses, you have to, at minimum, be in a low security facility. She is now at a lesser facility. Because the policy states those minimum security facilities are, quote, not appropriate for placement at an institution that would permit inmate access to the community. You know, minors, like the ones that Ghislaine Maxwell sexually trafficked. That is incredible. There is usually a lengthy process for this sort of prisoner transfer. And Allison Gill in Substack, on her Substack, has revealed some additional information. This is details here, but I want to share them with her, with all of you. Ghislaine Maxwell's security point score, so like the Bureau of Prisons, you literally sort of rate the dangerousness of a person that's incarcerated in the federal prison system. And that level of dangerousness typically dictates the circumstances of an individual's confinement. Her security point total score is 27. That is considered the greatest, very dangerous. She also has a 7-point base score, which is the highest severity because of her sex offender status. That would necessitate a low security prison incarceration. It makes it not appropriate for minimum security. It is kind of bananas here. There's a public safety factor. It's a PSF factor and sex offender coding on her file with the Bureau of Prisons. All of this means she should not be released into the public. What stands out here is the custody level, quote, out. Okay, this is from her Bureau of Prisons electronic file. You can find this on Allison Gill's Substack. Her custody level, quote, out at this new minimum security facility allows her to leave the minimum security campus for work assignments. So Donald Trump has released into a Texas community a convicted sex trafficker of minors. That is according to screenshots of her custody file from the Bureau of Prisons. You can find that on Allison Gill's Substack. Jim, I find this truly shocking.
We run out of adjectives. Got it just right. You've got people inside the Bureau of Prisons. This is their job. This is the expertise that they bring to it. Every single federal prisoner gets rated in this system. It is policy. It is practice. It is there, however, for a reason. Safety and security of the community. There's also a deterrent aspect of this as well, right? You want to send the message that, hey, you do these kinds of things, you're not going to be permitted to walk around in the community. That's a part of this as well. And consistency is the word when it comes to the Bureau of Prisons. You want to make certain that people, whether they're in California or Florida, New York, are all being treated roughly the same, can't be perfect, and have the same security status, same security numbers for everybody's concern. And when this happens, basically you're sending the message that means nothing. And that again, the notion that this particular conduct, I'm going to use the V word, it is a violent offense. It is. It's power. It is sex wrapped in there, but mostly it is violence against young girls. This is somebody, again, based upon the expertise of years, cross administrations, Bureau of Prisons, putting together these numbers, this process, it keeps the system honest. And when a president reaches in or a deputy attorney general reaches in and says, in this case, we're going to give you a special consideration, not only is that not rule of law, it basically threatens the safety and security of the surrounding community. Depending upon what the president does down the road, clemency maybe in our future, maybe a pardon. Also a reflection of a lack of the rule of law, a lack of seriousness in this administration.
Setting aside the rule of law, this is disgusting. Any person of good faith listening right now, that someone who engaged in child sex trafficking to service billionaires would be gifted minimum security and potentially work release, should offend all of us. It is not okay. To be clear, neither Ms. Gill nor I have any confirmation that Ms. Maxwell has actually been granted work release, but that's what her security code says she may be granted in the future. That's going to do it for Jim and I, but stay with me and Civic Media. We got Congresswoman Gwen Moore up next. Don't go anywhere.
Thanks, Maggie.